AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the National Prayer Breakfast, President Trump says he was joking when he said he would never make it to heaven.
The New York Times did a front page story that Donald Trump is questioning his life and the meaning of his life. No, I was just having fun. I really think I probably should make it. I mean, I'm not a perfect candidate, but I did a hell of a lot of good for perfect people.
The president also called Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massie a moron for sometimes voting against the party. There are signs it's tougher to find a job. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
The Labor Department says job vacancies fell to 6.5 million in December from 6.9 million in November. That's the least number of job openings since September 2020. Layoffs rose slightly, and the number of people quitting their jobs was essentially unchanged at 3.2 million. But economic growth is still strong. GDP, the nation's output of goods and services, advanced from July through September at the fastest pace in 2 years. Economists aren't sure if hiring will accelerate to catch up to strong growth, or if growth will slow to reflect a weaker labor market. Donna Warder, Washington.
The U.S. and Russia have agreed to reestablish high-level military-to-military dialogue for the first time in more than 4 years. The Boar's Head deli meat plant in Virginia, tied to a deadly 2024 Listeria food poisoning outbreak, is back in business with limited operations. The European Central Bank is leaving interest rates unchanged. The economy in the 21 countries that use the euro chugged past the disruption from President Trump's tariffs with modest but resilient growth. The U.S. women's hockey team plays the Czech Republic today in Milan. France and Italy played the first game at the new arena in Milan. The opening ceremony for the Olympics is tomorrow. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. A big drop for Google's parent company is helping to drag the stock market lower. Prices for Bitcoin, silver, and gold are also falling. Yields are pulling back in the bond market early Thursday, following some discouraging signals in the job market. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% in the first hour of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 554 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.8%. Alphabet fell about 5%. The company gave a forecast for upcoming AI investments that was far bigger than Wall Street was expecting. Bitcoin fell below $69,000. It reached an all-time high last October of more than $124,000. Seth Sutel, New York.
A teacher and activist from India, known for creating hundreds of learning centers and painting educational murals, has won the $1 million Global Teacher Prize. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.